How do you approach those patients?
Well, I have the pleasure of working with a wonderful allergist at the Brigham, Mariana Castells, and she skin tests patients for carboplatinum, and if they're positive, she desensitizes them to carboplatinum using a paradigm very similar to if she was going to desensitize to penicillin or to aspirin.
And how long does that take?
It takes about a day.
Really?
Yeah.
And I guess you all seem to be publishing, you know, all kinds of stuff about different drugs and hypersensitivity. You're like the hypersensitivity chemo capital of the world.
It's all Mariana.
Any other common situations in ovarian cancer where the hypersensitivity issue comes up?
It certainly comes up with Taxol. It can come up with Taxol up front. It can come up when you reuse paclitaxel. Just had a patient the other day who had a diagnosis of peritoneal cancer about 4 years ago. Had a recurrence, gave her carboplatin, first dose of Taxol, huge reaction, turned bright red, dropped her O2 sat. So something always to think about when either using these drugs up front or reusing them, because they can be life-threatening situations.
So what's the approach then to a patient who has that kind of reaction to Taxol?
That sort of a reaction, if she really turns bright red, is in distress, either has hypertension or hypotension, may drop her O2 sat, those patients we desensitize. The patients we don't, who we would retry with Taxol again, if they had a little bit of back pain, a much less severe reaction.
Now, is this presumably to the Taxol or to the Cremafor?
You know, it's really hard to know.
Has NAB paclitaxel been used in ovarian?
My colleague, Dr. Castells, will be doing a clinical trial which will look at NAB or Abraxane in patients who have had Taxol reactions, but that's a very good point. I think one has to use caution just using it, but we're certainly going to study that.